If the Departments of State, Agriculture, and Housing and Urban Development are any indication, federal technology offices are in store for major shakeups over the next year. The shakeups are coming from the Trump administration's mandated reform plans. Details of the changes are still incomplete, but the trend is clear. Agencies want to reduce the back office duplication of both people and services and centralize the oversight of these functions. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about why federal CIOs are at the center of this reorg storm, and Jason joins me now in studio with more. Jason, why are the CIOs at the center of agency reorgs?
In many ways, Tom, it seems that the agencies, as they look at, okay, what can we reduce, what can we change, what can we improve upon, and maybe make worse in some people's eyes, is the, right around the back office systems. Now, this isn't new, right? I mean, we've saw it with the Bush administration, them looking at line of business and shared services. The Obama administration, again, push for shared services. The Trump administration continues the push for shared services. But what we're seeing difference this time is agencies, and let's take on the Agriculture Department as one example. They're saying there's 22 CIOs across the entire department. Do we really need 22 people with that title of CIO? Maybe we just need one, and then we need people who have other titles or duties as assigned, information resource managers, remember the old IRM, or maybe they should be called associate CIOs when they work at a component level. So I think that's what you're starting to see is this, do we need so many people with the same titles, and what functions are they overseeing? Should they just be working on mission areas instead of all this commodity IT back office stuff?
Well, didn't the FITARA law, though, establish a single departmental CIO in the first place?
Actually, it didn't. It started to initial versions of FITARA. I think Darrell Issa, the congressman from California who started this process, said we want one CIO. There are 240 of them or something across government. But the Obama administration pushed back against that because there are reasons to have multiple CIOs within an agency.
Well, if you're, say, IRS, that's so big within Treasury that it could be its own department.
Correct, or PTO or some parts of DHS and DOD the same, Army, Navy, Air Force. At the same time, you have other agencies where maybe there's a feeling of the proliferation of people with the title CIOs have stopped progress and have made IT modernization more difficult. I'm not saying that this is the case at USDA. In fact, I would argue against that just from my conversations with the former CIO, Jonathan Album, and several of the USDA component CIOs like Darren Ash or Chad Sheridan, Gary Washington, who's now acting CIO. We've known them for years. They've been guests on our shows. And I think that generally speaking, the USDA CIO Council has had a good relationship to move forward. But I spoke with Joyce Hunter, who's a former deputy CIO at USDA. And one of the things she told me was there would be times when the departmental CIO would go down to the component CIO, meet with them and the administrator of that component. And if it was not the administrator's priority, that IT initiative, whatever it is, maybe got pushed to the side a little bit. And what she says this consolidation could do is stop that pushing to the side. If the departmental CIO says, and let's just take a cybersecurity an example, Tom, we must do this cybersecurity X. Now that becomes the entire department's focus instead of a negotiation with each administration or each component.
And what about HUD and state?
So HUD and state are a little different. You got to look at their reform plans in a little more detail. So let me give you an example for State Department. I got a copy of an internal email that was sent out by Secretary Tillerson. And one of the things that said was they're going to look at modernizing outdated IT systems, moving to the cloud, no surprise there. But what they're also looking at is they have working groups set up where they're looking at the work processes and technology around things like foreign assistance, like capital planning support, management support, even IT platform planning. And those are the people that are really running the, if you will, IT consolidation effort, IT, looking at IT from a broad perspective instead of individual perspectives. Now, over at HUD, I got a copy of their reform plan. It's a draft plan from June, so things could have changed. But as we've reported before, where there's union and management kind of disagreement or communication breakdown, this reform plan also looks at things that they can change, such as shared services. They're not happy with their Bureau of Fiscal Service contract, and maybe they're going to move off it. Maybe also they're going to modernize IT, again, using cloud, digital services, and the like. So there's a lot of push to these administration priorities, but also to move to shared services. And I think that's all going to come back to what the CIO, how much power, how much authority the CIO can maneuver, can manage.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. It's funny at first glance how each successive administration puts so much focus on CIOs and technology. But if you analyze it a little bit, it's not so strange, because if the federal discretionary budget on the civilian side is roughly, we'll just make up a number, $500 billion, you back out non-IT procurement and you back out grants, then the $95 billion spent, and say it's $45 billion on the civilian side, becomes a very big ticket item for the government.
And because
relatively.
Yeah, and because IT runs so much, Tom, everything depends on IT. You want to make a grant, you need IT. You want to meet mission by having a farmer go report back crop yields, that's done by IT now. It's not done by pen and paper. They don't call up their local USDA office and say, okay, I yielded so many bushels of wheat and so many ears of corn. It's all technology related. You look at the Interior Department, which actually made this consolidation very similar to what USDA is doing back in 2010, 2011 timeframe, and everything the Interior Department did was it was hung up in these large or sometimes small sub-agencies, and give the CIO that authority really does empower them in a new way. And with the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, that's what Congress wants agencies to do, is empower the CIO.
And I think something that you've been reporting bit by bit and kind of just summarized in a way is that as agencies actually adopt these shared services, it doesn't always work out so well, and you can't just set it and forget it.
Absolutely. And I think by having the CIO more in charge of these projects and being and pushing agencies down this path, they have to have, if you will, the better oversight, the better customer experience, better financial experience. All the pieces and parts have to come together. And so much of that does run through the technology office, which is why they're going to be at the central of these reform plans.
And a moment ago, you mentioned the CIO Council, which has been a little bit moribund in the last couple of years, or certainly since the Trump administration came in. Sounds like it's getting a little bit of a revival, though.
I think one of the things that the CIO Council saw and heard from agencies is hiring what they call the 2210 series, the IT workers, right? We're talking about program managers and IT specialists, and we're talking about systems administrators. It's been very difficult. The process is too slow. We're losing out to industry. So what the CIO Council is doing basically is running a new job fair. That's a government-wide job fair, November 6th and 7th here in Silver Spring, Maryland. And basically what they're trying to do is pre-qualify some people between September 15th and September 29th and get them through that process. So starting November 6th and 7th at this job fair, they can either make offers and get people on board much more quickly, or even make qualify through direct hire authority, get them on board immediately. And I think what we've seen, Tom, over the last, again, 5-6 years is hiring has been basically flat for the 2210 series, about 84,000 federal employees. And there's been an increase from September 2012 to September 2016, which is what the OPM data, the latest OPM data shows. There's been 1,400 new employees in that IT job series. And that's just not enough. So basically, demand is outweighing supply by far.
So basically, they're trying to speed things up, taking in part a page from the Homeland Security hiring success stories.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's one of the questions I asked the CIO Council folks and said, well, are you copying? Are you modeling after? They said, absolutely. We are looking at what DHS did. And DHS did this around technology and cyber workers and had huge success over the last year and a half, 2 years. They've had 3 or 4 different hiring fairs to bring in and qualify and get through the security clearance process as soon as possible. These well-in-demand workers.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.